GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Oh, once again, George Hale, you prove yourself to be an influencer because you got yourself that heat pump and you were talking all about it and comparing oil costs to electricity costs and whether it's working or not for you, so you can just pat around your house in your boxers and a t-shirt.
I have no complaints. I must say that I was late to the game. I should have done it. My daughter said, we've been telling you this for 2 years. Mm. So I finally did it last fall.
Okay.
And I'm happy with it. And I guess I bet you is hearing that story everywhere he goes.
Yeah. Matt Scott is here. He's our friend from Dave's World. He's the guy that you hear say
awesome
on the radio. And you say it so frequently and so well.
Awesome.
That we put it on what's called the button bar. So
awesome.
Would you say it live for us?
I think that's pretty awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. That is great. So we got questions about heat pumps. But at the same time, Matt, you suggested that we call this fella from Efficiency, Maine. Andy Meyer is the fellow's name. Andy, he's dialed in as well on line three. Hey, Andy, welcome to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. George and Rick and Matt Scott's here as well. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Rick.
Okay. So, Andy, let's start with you. Are these heat pumps really as
awesome
as Matt tells us?
Well, we've rebated 35,000 of them so far in Maine, and we get nothing but positive feedback. So I guess we don't usually use the word awesome, but I suppose they are. They are pretty amazing in that they're a wildly efficient heating system. And they're the only heating system I know that also provides air conditioning. So, yeah, I think to use Matt's word, I would say they are pretty awesome.
That was the bonus I found, really. I'm not a great fan of air conditioning, but I like the house comfortable. And so after my heat pump went in, it was in the fall, so I had it on the cooling system. That was great. I'd come home and the house felt was comfortable. I didn't have to stick something in the dang window and pull it in the window and out of the window. It would drive me crazy.
Yeah, that's the byproduct of it. And, you know, a lot of people think that air conditioning is, you know, a lot of people don't like air conditioning, Maine, but you could set it for that temperature of that comfort that you like and it's there.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, and Matt, we'll go to you on this first before we go back to Andy, and that is the big debate has been, is George going to see a decrease in his oil bill? That's going to be equivalent to less than or greater than what's going to be the electricity, because you're the guy on the spot that we've heard explain that heat pumps run on electricity to take, can almost quote it here, to take the air that's outside, take the heat that's from that, put it in your house, or take the heat from the inside of the house and stick it outside so it can cool. So tell us about the delta, the difference.
The difference is that you're transporting heat. You're not creating it. So, you know, it's cheaper to move heat than we could spend an hour talking about how they work, but it's just cheaper to move heat. It's using refrigeration cycle to do that.
Now, give us the cost analysis. Cost of oil versus cost of electricity. If you could ballpark it for us.
Yeah, it's right around 40% savings. I think Andy could agree with that. It's hard to really peg it right to the exact number, but it's a great savings because of the heat pump, you know, is 300% efficient. You know, so every dollar you spend on electricity or units, you get three back.
300%. That sound about right to you, Andy?
Yes. Yep.
Well, the thing
we've got a calculator. We have a calculator on our website where customers can put in what they pay for oil, what they pay for propane, natural gas, wood, whatever it is, put in whatever efficiency they want for their boiler or furnace. There are default values in there, so if you don't know that, you can just use the default values. And that'll show you how much you can expect to save in your house. What we've seen is for a typical single indoor unit in a home, a customer save about $300 to $600 a year on their heating bill. So their electric bill will go up a little bit, their oil or propane bill will go down by more than that, and the net savings is somewhere around $300 to $600 a year. The key thing here on heat pumps and savings, though, is it depends on how the homeowner uses the heat pump, and that's something that's really important. If you don't use the heat pump, obviously you're not going to save any money. So we offer on our website, and all the installers offer this, heat pump user tips as to how you can get the most out of your heat pump. Mm. That's something we'd recommend customers consider using, following, maximize their savings.
That's Andy Meyer from check that. That's Andy Meyer from Efficiency, Maine. Matt Scott from Dave's World, the guy you've heard on our program before, is in our studio as we talk about some Q&A about heat pumps. What else do you need to know about yours, George? Because you got the two most knowledgeable fellows in the world to answer them right now.
Well, I think that it's a learning curve. I think they're both correct. the thing you've got to understand, I guess, is the control unit is not a thermostat.
No, it's not. No, you can get one.
They tell me to set it and forget it.
That's exactly right. You set it for your comfort level and let it do its job.
Right.
Now, that's dangerous because, I say dangerous because some of us are used to growing up in the winter in Maine, and we expect to be able to go stand by this vent that's in the floor that's blowing hot air from a furnace, a cast iron beast in the basement, and that air is, I don't know, it's got to be 100 degrees.
130, probably 140, yeah.
But this is different. The idea is that unit is up there, and it's blowing out constant. So when you come in from the house, you got to let your body acclimate to what's going to be that comfortable temperature, 68, yep. 69, 70 degrees.
Yeah, a lot of people, they're expecting that on-off hot, but this maintains it, you know. That's why you got to leave it alone and let it do its job. So that's going right back to the education thing. It's heat pumps. You have to get used to them. You have to understand them. You have to ask questions and maximize that investment that you have, because there's a lot of questions on that. We spend a lot of time on the phones with our customers, even though we give the user tips that, you know, Efficiency Maine has provided, and we print that off and give, but we are on the phone a lot because of that. It's not like anything you've ever had before. But if you pay attention and do, you know, use them as they're supposed to be used, then you will save money. And people do two different things. They either get one heat pump and have it offset their oil bill and help out with that. And then other people put one in every room, and then you can turn like on one outdoor unit, and then you could turn your rooms off and on like light switches. So you're only heating the space that you're utilizing. So, you know, that's a huge thing there, where a typical main home, you know, you've got one or two zones and you're heating rooms that you're not using. So that's another big part of it. So you use one heat pump to help, or you do the whole house in with a big investment and you
save. You're right. I live alone. Ranch house. I'm not there a lot, so I use just a couple of rooms. Now I've shut every room off that I don't care about, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to be in there. Spare bedroom, that type of thing. And I find that you have to put the control unit up a little bit. The numbers are a little confusing. So I put mine up around 76, 77, which normally would say 72, and just leave it alone.
Yep. Yep.
And the furnace will kick in. You got to get your thermostat below that. And if for any reason the house cools down, then the furnace will kick in.
Sure. That's sensing it on the return air on top where the filter is. That's where it's sensing that temperature.
Yeah.
There's controls that you can get, like, for instance, on the Mitsubishi electric heat pumps. You know, there's a thermostat that you can, that's Bluetooth. It's wireless. You can put it where you want that heat pump to sense.
And then just run it with your phone? Because it's Bluetooth?
You can run it with your phone, yeah. Oh, yeah. I could change all the temperature at my house right now.
Yeah. On your phone?
Yeah, all seven zones, yeah.
Hey, Andy, someone wants us to ask you, ask the guy from Efficiency Maine if he has a heat pump. Is that a fair question to ask you, Andy?
It's a very fair question. I've got two kids in college and a state employee, and I can't afford to heat with oil or propane, so we heat only with heat pumps at my house.
All right, and the other question is, and this is actually for George, did you get a rebate, or did you sign up for your rebate?
I didn't sign. We did it automatically, but $500. But I understand.
Yeah.
It may be better.
Is it? Well,
yes.
Matt, you say it's better.
You're gonna tee me off in a second.
Yeah. George and I were talking about the double rebates are here for select models.
Oh, if you'd only waited a moment longer, George.
No.
I told George, I said, that's going to make a lot of people happy, and it might upset a few people, but those people are saving money already, Eddie. So they've already got that.
But this is even more money you can save. Andy, you're the guy to talk to us about, because Matt Scott from Dave's World tells us that the rebates are better than ever right now through Efficiency Maine.
Matt is 100% correct. We've never had rebates like this. You can now get up to $1,500 in rebates from Efficiency Maine if you put in the very most efficient heat pumps and you work with one of our residential registered vendors like Dave's World. This is pretty exciting for us. We rebated 10,000 heat pumps last year, and with the new legislators just passed a new law for another 100,000 heat pumps in the next 5 years. That'll be one out of every five homes in Maine switched over to heat pumps. So this is pretty exciting. We just announced this last week, and we're anticipating widespread pickup. I would also say that this is a great time of year. People want to make sure they take advantage of these rebates while they're available. This happens to be the slow season, which Matt can talk to that, but generally this is, we see fewer rebates in the winter and early spring, so this is a great time to get a heat pump and take advantage of these new unprecedented rebates. We've never had rebates like this before.
Is it the slow season, Matt? And are you guys actually installing heat pumps this time of year?
Oh, yeah, we are now, but it's not like, January, February, March is about a third of what our normal installs are. Yeah. A lot of people have figured out their heating source, but that incentivizes, that double rebate incentivizes you to start saving energy now.
Yeah.
Why wait?
When does this deal end, Andy?
Fair question, but we don't really have an answer. The way our funding works is we get a certain amount of funding, and we hope that it lasts, that it matches demand until we get more funding. But at this point, the best way to be sure to take advantage of these enhanced rebates, unprecedented rebates, would be to act while they're available. So we're offering them now.
As we say in the business, while supplies last.
I'd like to add to that, though, Rick.
What's that?
One thing to add to that is, because it's the slow season, you're going to get your best deal. It's supply and demand, right? So in August, if you call up any heat pump installer, they're 2 or 3 weeks out, and the price is going to be different than if you get one now. So take advantage of that time to buy now in our slow season on top of that double rebate, and you're going to have the best deal you ever find.
Andy Meyer from Efficiency Maine dialing in on the PDQ Door telephone line. Andy, thanks. We appreciate you being part of our show today.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Thanks, George.
And thanks to have you. And to Matt Scott, we'll do it one more time, will you?
Say it. DaysWorld.com. DaysWorld, awesome.
Awesome.
That's cool.
All right.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.